Suker has it inside to Balloon. Balloon drives down the baseline, kicks it out to UTech. UTech with a three, and he hits it. UTech nails the three. That is UTech's first three of the entire season so far. 59-52 on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard with 3:30 to go in the game. Now it's going to be the Bulldogs with it. It's Mason Riley. Now he gives it to Fox. Fox all the way over now to Cummins, who puts up a contested three, and he hits it. The net barely moved as Cummins drills that three, and it's now 59-55. 4-point lead here for the Pheasants. Jordan crosses midcourt. He's going to pass it over to Suker. Suker bounce pass inside to Balloon. Balloon guarded by Riley. He's going to dribble a few times. He's going to put up a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound is gotten by the Bulldogs. It's going to be Mason Riley who comes up with it. He's going to pass to Cummins, who brings it down the court. 2:50 to go in the game. Brandreit has the ball. He dribbles in. The pass is knocked away. Suker has it. Coming back down for the Pheasants. Passes it over to Jordan. Puts it up and in and draws the foul. Jordan puts the shot in. Falls all the way to the ground. And he will shoot another and one. Second time now he will get to put up an extra one. 61-55. 6-point lead for the Pheasants on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. And Jordan trying to make it a 7-point lead. The foul is going to be on Jake Fox, his second foul. Coming out of the game now is Jordan Riley. Coming back into the game is Max McCulloch. So 2 for 3 is Jordan. He puts up the shot, and he makes it. 3 for 4. It is now 62-55 on the Avera Orthopedic scoreboard. 2:40 to go in the game. Pheasants with the lead. Coming down now is Will Cummins. He's going to give it to McCulloch. Back to Cummins. Cummins going left side. Now he's stuck. A little bit of trouble. Riley has it. Riley puts up a contested shot, and he puts it in. 26-22. Warner leads Redfield Dolan here with 5:43 to go in the third quarter. You're listening on 1380 99.9 KQKD. This is Mark Cochran, your voice of the Pheasants. Zach Jordan will get the inbound. He will bring it across the timeline, moving to his right. Hands off to Colton Heider, who kicks it over to Jackson Frankenstein. Bounce pass now over to the right side and Balloon. Now it's over back to UTech over on the left side. Now it's over to Heider. Bounce pass inside to Balloon. He's near the baseline, heavily guarded by Jones. Driving in, kicks it out to Heider. Heider driving in now. He's battling with Fishback. 14 to shoot. A little turnaround shot, and it falls no good from Colton Heider. Rebound gotten by Simon. He will bring it back down for the Monarchs. Simon to the right of the key. Slings it over to Ketterlane, who pushes it back to Simon. Now it's inside to Jones. Jones kicks it out to Ketterlane. Wide open three from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Balloon with a rebound and a foul. It's going to be called on Jones for a reach. And that'll be Jones's second foul of the game. Jordan will get the inbound from McUtech. UTech battling with Ketterlane. Kicks it over to Colton Heider. Now it's over to Frankenstein on the left wing. Bounce pass inside is stolen by the Monarchs. Not a very good pass there by Frankenstein. And Simon coming back down. He's going to put it up. No good. And a foul. It's going to be called, I believe it was on Jackson Frankenstein, who kind of swatted at Simon and did not hit the ball. His second foul. And at the line is Dalen Simon for the third time. First one up and in. Simon makes the first one. It's now 27-22. Simon right now is 2 for 5. Puts this one up. And he misses that one, and rebound gotten, a strong rebound by Leadhole. He puts up a shot, misses it, gets his own rebound, puts it up again, and misses again, and Balloon gets the rebound for the Pheasants. Coming down with it is McUtech directing traffic over on the left side. Now he's going to drive right inside the paint, and he's going to lose the ball. There's contact made, and I believe they're going to get UTech for a charge. They're going to say Leadhole had his feet set. UTech now has 3 fouls. 4.5 minutes to go, and timeout is going to be called by the Pheasants. So we'll step away. It is 27-22, 5-point lead for Warner. You're listening here on KQKD.